Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I wanted to look at the power rankings in the NHL as we head into the weekend with games tonight and then Saturday and Sunday. Take a look at how things are shaking out in the final month of the season. Players under pressure to perform at the highest level here as you gear up for the playoffs down the stretch run. The Colorado Avalanche are number one. They are the best team in hockey. They were ranked number one the last time we did this, and here we are again. They're dangerous. Look, they beat the Penguins twice. Saturday, they beat them in Rotto, and then they went to Pittsburgh this week and beat the Penguins 6-4 at PBG. The game in Rotto was 3-2 Avs. It was closer. The game in Pittsburgh, they had a big lead. Pittsburgh scored a couple late to make it look respectable, but it showed me one thing in that, and I think I said this on Coast to Coast the other day, that the Penguins realized, their front office, their coaching staff, everyone that matters knows that they aren't there yet. When you take on the best team in the league and you lose to them twice within a week, you realize that you're still missing a piece, that you're not the best team in the league, that if they were to meet them, let's say hypothetically in a Stanley Cup final, that they would be on the losing end of things. The Avs are flat out better than the Penguins. That's all there is to it. The number two team in the league is the Panthers, and I think they're just phenomenal. I love the way this team plays, all their gigantic comeback wins. The win against Toronto was unbelievable. They were down 5-1. They win the game 7-6 in overtime on a Huberdeau goal. And to me, they're the most dangerous team in the league. I mean, I think Colorado's like the fastest, high potency type offensive team. But for my money, the Panthers can do all of that, and they play at the blue line as good as anybody. Their defense is ridiculous, and they've made Bobrovsky look great in goal with the guys that are in front of him. It's like a stone wall. So they were ranked fourth in the previous power rankings. Now they're up to number two, and they deserve it. The Canes are number three. They were number two. They dropped down. They've got Max Domi now, and he's doing a lot. He's been a top skater for them and performer for them. They got him at the deadline, so it certainly helps Carolina's depth. And then number four is the Calgary Flames. We all know how tough this team is. I don't think anybody thinks the Flames are going to win the Stanley Cup. I don't think anybody ever talks about the Flames. They're not in the public eye. They play out at Calgary in Saddle Dome late night, West Coast times. So they're like, you know, unnoticed, forgotten. Meanwhile, they're tough as hell and they can beat anybody. Ryan Carpenter has a big role in him now after Sean Monahan went down with hip surgery. So, let's see what Carpenter can do for this team going down the stretch. The number five team in the rankings is the Toronto Maple Leafs. They were ninth. Now they're fifth. Obviously, a ton of pressure on Jack Campbell, the goalie. His rib injury was bad timing in the middle of a contract year. And then they bring him back finally from injury as Peter Mrazek goes down with a groin injury. So Campbell looked great in his first couple of games back. Can he keep it up down the stretch, the rest of April, into the playoffs? The pressure is going to be on Campbell because we already know what Austin Matthews and Nylander and Marner and Tavares can do. They can score tons of goals. But we also saw him blow the game against Florida. So Campbell has to stand on his head. or they're going to be making fun of the Leafs again in the playoffs because all they ever do is fail. All they ever do is lose. They never get out of the first round. They're a laughing stock when it comes to postseason failures. So it's on Campbell to do the job in net and let the rest of that team flourish and score the goals that they're capable of. Tampa Bay is sixth. They were seventh. They've started playing better. They need more out of Palat. March wasn't good for this guy, an unrestricted free agent. He had just 4 assists in 18 games, and they were in a stretch of winning just 4 games out of 11, but they've turned it around. They got to get Palat going, and we already know what they're capable of. They've won back-to-back Stanley Cups, and I'll tell you what, you could be ranked sixth, whatever. They are as good as anybody. They're as good, I think, as the Panthers, frankly. And they've won the cup and going for a third. You win back-to-back, you're badass. You win three, you're in, you know, Freakville. Like the Islanders winning 4 straight, it doesn't happen. I've seen the Penguins win back-to-back cups twice. In 92, 93, whatever. And then they won it again in 16 and 17 back-to-back, and then they got the one in 09 in the middle to get their 5 cups. Tampa Bay's going for it. I mean, why not? And after they cleaned house, after they won their 2nd cup in a row, and they had to lose players because of money, the fact that they're back where they are is a huge statement, really, if you ask me. The Wild are 7th. They were 8th. Pressure on Cam Talbot. You got a competition now between Talbot, the incumbent, and then they brought in the flower, Marc-Andre Fleury, at the deadline. So he lands in mini. And now they have 2 great goalies. Let's face facts. Talbot's done fantastic. Fleury's just an absolute stud with his 3 Stanley Cups. So they're playing great hockey. They're getting better. And they look like a very dangerous team that you don't want to play in the playoffs. The Bruins are 8th. They were 10th. Jeremy Swayman has to play better in net. The rookie goalie had a 89 save percentage and a 310 goals against in March. And April, he's got to do better than that. And if they're going to do anything in the playoffs, they've got to have Swayman playing great or they're not going anywhere. The Rangers are 9th. They were 5th, so they've dropped. They got Kopp at the deadline, Andrew Kopp. So this guy's got to be a difference maker. And he's got to build chemistry with the bread man, your boy Panarin, and his other line mates before the playoffs start. So that's the job at hand. Get the timing down, know your lines mates, and know how they play, where they play, where they go to, where they like the puck. And it's going to be on Kopp to get that done as they get ready for the playoffs. The Oilers are 10th. They were 15th. They have skyrocketed up to 10th. One of their problems, as always, is goaltending. Mikko Koskinen has to play better. 88 save percentage, 374 goals against in his last 4 starts. That's not going to cut the mustard. Nobody believes, as far as I'm concerned, in Mike Smith to begin with. And if Koskinen can't do better than those type of numbers, the Oilers will exit the playoffs again. So let's not get that excited about the rest of the teams past 10, right? I'll just tell you who they are. Blues 11, Penguins 12th. I was really disappointed in the games against the Avs. I think they got punched in the gut and found out who they really are. I think they're better than 12th. I think the Penguins are a top 10 team in the NHL. I wouldn't want to face them in the playoffs, but I don't think if they face the Rangers that New York's afraid of them at all. The Kings are 13th. They just don't do it for me. I've heard all I can take about how the Kings are tough and they're going to be a problem in the playoffs for somebody. I'm just not seeing it or buying it yet. Vegas is 14th. The Capitals are 15th. By the way, as far as the Golden Knights, from where they went in their first year, making the Stanley Cup final, to where they are now, where they just keep dropping and failing in the postseason, now they're fighting just to make the postseason. It's not a good sign, if you ask me. 16 through 20 is Dallas 16, Predators 17, Vancouver 18, and the Islanders 19th. Winnipeg 20. The Islanders aren't even going to make the playoffs, and they're still ranking them. What's up with that? Columbus 21, then the Ducks, Sharks, Blackhawks, and Canadiens round out the 21 through 25. And then it's the Red Wings, Flyers, Devils, Sabres, Arizona's 30th. And the two worst teams in the league are the Ottawa Senators and the Seattle Smoke Kraken. So there's big games all weekend. Let's start with tonight. You got the Bruins and Lightning at Amalie down in Tampa. That's going to be a huge game. And then the Sabres are in Sunrise against the Panthers, where they're going to get their ass kicked. The Islanders are in Raleigh against the Canes. Wild and Blues should be a really good game, playoff-type game, at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. And then the Avs hit the road for Ferelipeg to take on the Jets. Saturday, you got an afternoon tilt at PPG in Pittsburgh with the Capitals and Penguins, arch rivals. The Devils are in Dallas. And then Panthers, Predators at Bridgestone in Smashville. The Canadiens and Leafs are in Toronto. Jackets at the Wings. Senators are at the Garden to take on the Rangers. Flames and Kraken in Seattle. The Ducks are in Philadelphia. Islanders, Blues in St. Louis. The Avs are in Edmonton at Rogers Place. Sharks go to Rogers Arena in Vancouver to see the Canucks. And the Coyotes take on the Knights at T-Mobile in Vegas. And then you got Sunday, another one at PPG in Pittsburgh. It's the Predators and Penguins going at it at 4 Eastern. That one's on TNT. Also on TNT earlier than that at 1:30, Bruins and Caps at Capital One in D.C., Sabres Lightning in Tampa. You got the Kings and Wild in St. Paul, Ducks and Canes in Raleigh, Stars at the Blackhawks on Sunday night, and the Jets Senators in Ottawa. Should be an incredible weekend of hockey. Great games all the way through. I'm stoked for this last month to see who gets it done in the playoffs. You gotta love Pharrell and a little hockey.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.